Lizzie Lovett disappeared this morning, and my brother is totally freaked out about it, so I was trying to comfort him. The classroom, which a second ago had been filled with normal classroom sounds, was suddenly completely silent. And everyone was staring at me like I'd run in screaming about the apocalypse. I started getting nervous. Seriously, what was the big deal? Then I got it. No one else knew yet.
Lizzie Lovett?
Mr. Bennett asked. Yeah, Lizzie. Disappeared. From the front of the room, a painfully shrill voice asked,
Lizzie Lovett is missing?
The voice belonged to Michelle Adler, who I hated not just because of her nails on a chalkboard voice, but also because she spelled her name with a Y, though I guess that wasn't really her fault. Also, I hated Michelle because in our last 4 years of high school, asking about Lizzie was possibly the nicest thing she'd ever said to me. I shrugged. Yeah, I guess so. Everyone kept staring, sometimes at school, and by sometimes I mean a lot of the times. I feel as if I've been turned invisible without realizing it. This makes me a bit panicky, and I get the urge to be outrageous, just so people will look at me and prove I still exist.
What exactly happened?
Mr. Bennett asked.
I don't really know.
Something about Lizzie going camping, which, if you ask me, sounds pretty far-fetched, but whatever. I guess she was with her boyfriend, and he woke up this morning and Lizzie was gone. Then everyone started talking and pulling out their phones to send texts. I took the opportunity to slip into my seat, which was, unfortunately, right in front of Michelle's. Michelle leaned forward as soon as I sat down.
What do you think happened to her, Hawthorne?
I shrugged and didn't turn around.
Hello, Hawthorne? Don't you even care that a girl might be dead?
I spun around in my seat and stared at Michelle. She's not dead, and even if she was, you don't care any more than I do. You're just looking for an opportunity to be melodramatic. Leave me out of it. The dumb jock, who sits next to Michelle, and whose name I could never remember, scowled at me.
What's your problem, Hawthorne?
Yeah,
Michelle echoed.
What's your problem?
This was a good question. What was my problem?